This is Vectis Radio, serving the Isle of Wight and beyond. www.vectisradio.com.
And I'm extremely pleased to have on line one the great musician David Tench. Good morning, David.
Morning, Kelvin. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. Never better.
Good.
That was a jaunty tune you just played.
It was, yes. Bruce, you know, some people say the old tunes are the best, but I'm not always sure that's true. But you just got to listen to each one as it comes, haven't you? So I would call you a musician's musician. You've been in the music for many years. How did you get started?
Oh, blimey. Well, I graduated from the Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts, or LIPA, in 1998.
Yep.
And that was we were in the first year of students there. That's the Paul McCartney School, actually.
Right.
I graduated from there, and then I went into doing theatre. I did some musical theatre shows. I worked on a show called Spend, 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 and Rocky Horror Show I did for a good few years.
Mm-hmm.
That was always a lot of fun. And then I just moved from there. I did pantomimes and all kinds of theatre things, and that's where I kind of cut my teeth as a musical director.
Right.
And then I just decided that I wanted to work more in pop music. So I remember I auditioned for Daniel Bedingfield's band.
Right.
He was looking for a band to go on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the gig doing that, and it was a really interesting mix of musicians, all different ages.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, I just had another call there. And that was really good. And then that started my kind of pop band career. And I worked with Daniel Bedingfield, Natasha Bedingfield, and then worked my way up and worked with all kinds of artists. I've done tours with Take That and Kylie.
Right, you've been with some of the top stars.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I just work with them either as a keyboard player and programmer or as a musical director as well. Depends, really, what they require.
Mm.
But I'm happiest when I'm working with an artist and bringing the best out in their live performance, if you know what I mean. So,
yes,
organising the musicians, organising the music and making sure it all works. That's kind of what I did.
So this is how you brought all this expertise now to The Voice and The Voice Kids.
That's right. Yeah, been doing it years, actually, the main Voice show.
Yes, you have. I've seen you. And that's one of the things, one of the highlights of the show is watching you and your band perform behind those artists.
Well, thanks very much.
No, it is because we often sit there, and say, just over a glass of wine or whatever, that band can play anything. And they, not only can they play it, they play it well. So you've surrounded yourself with a bunch of really good musicians there as well, haven't you?
Absolutely, yeah. They're people that I've worked with over the years on some of the projects I just mentioned, actually. And they're all super skilled in various ways. We actually have a guy called Steve Parry who does the arrangements and charts. He does the music for us, which we read on iPads on the show because there's so much music to remember, Kelvin.
Yes.
We couldn't possibly learn it all. And he is a multi-instrumentalist in the truest sense. He can play absolutely every instrument.
I'm in awe of people that can do that, to be honest.
Oh, it's sickening.
So, I'm looking at the edit, because when we see the programme, it's heavily edited down to fit in the 90 minutes or so that's allocated for it. But I presume you do rehearsals with the artists on The Voice beforehand so that they've got a feel of what they're doing and you have a feel of what they want.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's sort of our kind of race through it. We basically start the blind auditions for The Voice, which is the part where the coaches turn their chairs if they hear something that, like, we do songs to rehearse.
Wow.
Songs, I almost had a break. But we're kind of used to it, and we make recordings, which we then send to the singers, so they have an idea of what kind of backing they're going to expect when they come to see the band. And actually, what we try to do is tailor the backing to the singer themselves. So if they might be given a rock song, or they might have chosen a rock song to do, but they're more of a jazz singer, if you see what I mean.
Yes.
So then we'll change the arrangement slightly to suit them in a jazz style.
I see.
And most of the time we hit the nail on the head, and sometimes they come in and say, actually, I'd rather this kind of thing, and how about this? And it's a collaborative process with the producers and the singer and the band. And then they all come to us at a rate of about 20 a day. And they just come in, they meet the bands, we make them feel at ease, I hope. And they have a great time, and then they practice with us. And then the next thing we do is go to the TV studio and actually film it.
Right.
And that's when the nerves for the singers are really high.
Well, quick question for you there. Do you suffer from nerves as well when you've got these things being recorded or for the live shows?
Actually, not really, no.
No.
I mean, obviously, my adrenaline kicks in at times. And I need that to get through it, especially because I'm running it. So when we do the live shows, everybody in the band wears in-ear monitors. So we all have these little headphones. And I have so many things coming at me through those headphones. I have the director calling the shots to the cameras. And I have the band all communicating with each other and various other things. And I have to kind of listen only to, I have to selectively
you're too busy to be nervous is what you're trying to say. I think
think that's right, Kelvin. I think my adrenaline shows that it's been working at the end of the whole project when I collapse.
So when you you're now working on The Voice Kids, I think it's the first time we've had that in this country.
That's right.
What's that like for you compared to the adult version of the show?
Well, I mean, it's just as much fun. I mean, it's very, very similar the way it runs. But what I will tell you is that when we started doing the rehearsals, the ones that I just described to you, we did it in exactly the same way for the kids. And the band's reaction to the kids coming in to rehearse was absolutely priceless. We had tears, you know, tears of joy, really. Just, it's amazing seeing these young kids, sometimes as young as eight. Just really enjoying what they do and taking it all in their stride. And the beauty of having the kids on The Voice is that they haven't been knocked back.
No.
You know what I mean? They haven't been sort of marred by the industry in any way. So they're just absolutely enthusiastic, up for it, you know. And that's a really, really nice thing to work with. It's really nice to see.
Oh, that's good news. And now all the ones we're watching at the moment, they've been recorded some time ago, I think, towards the end of last year.
Yeah.
And the lives are coming up in a few weeks' time, I imagine.
That's right. Actually, we're going to rehearsals this weekend, and we have one. It's only one live show for the kids, actually.
Okay.
And that's in July, I believe the 16th. So it's that weekend, Sunday, the 16th of July. And yes, we're going to have a fantastic final with loads of cool things happening. And then I think the nerves are really going to come through for the singers. And actually, that's part of the competition, is seeing how the singers handle those nerves.
Yes, it is.
You know, whether they prevail or not. We're all very excited about it.
Well, good. I mean, one of the things I like about The Voice is that it's positive. All the comments are constructive to the singers. They never have this sort of knock you back type thing, as you were just saying. It's all, you know, maybe you need to go away and practice this, maybe you need to go away and look at that. It's not, oh, you're awful, go away, which some shows are like to say.
Well, yeah, I understand. And actually, what viewers should know, which they don't see, is that as well as the coaches being very encouraging of the singers, we also have a whole team of people behind the scenes, other vocal coaches and show producers and directors that are also super encouraging and very helpful. And there are hookups that people make, you know, connections that people make on the show.
Yes.
And they help further their careers, you know. So it's actually a very positive experience all around. And that's why, well, one of the reasons why I've stuck with it for 4 years now.
Well, you clearly enjoy doing it, and we can see that on the very few shots we get of you and your band.
don't worry, Kelvin, I actually like it like that.
I'm sure you do. Well,
happy to see you in the background.
We'll be watching tonight, and I'll be looking out for you, and I'll be looking out for you on the live shows. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
No problem at all.
And I hope that you are with The Voice for many, many years to come.
Well, great. Well,
assuming you want to be, that is. And thanks very much for the interview, and I will catch you again. I'll certainly see you tonight.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Kelvin.
No problem at all. We're going to take some Sniffing the Tears into the break. www.vectusradio.com